That's good timing.
I think the last time I saw you was at the observatory right after the 70,000 tons of metal.
Ah, yeah.
That was the last time.
Wait, observatory? We came
in Santa Ana.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, I know the observatory, but how, what were we doing there after 70,000 tons?
Playing.
Is that last year?
This year.
Oh yeah, we're still in this year.
Yeah, 2017. I know, right? I feel that it was like last year too.
I was like, we didn't play this year, but it did not. I'm thinking of January. Yes, I got it.
February, right?
Got it.
I know this year is almost over, but
damn, feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, right. What have you been doing since then?
Been around since then. We've been around. We did that whole tour. We must have been doing a U.S. tour at that time. Devil Driver. That's what was happening at that point in time. So we did that. Came home. Then we did summer in Europe. We did like tons of festivals and headlining tour out there. Came home in September. So then just got home, and then now I've just been like trying to take care of shit at home, like pretend I don't leave home and like deal with everything that I've been backed up on, which I did take care of a lot of stuff.
Good.
Domestic things. And so now we're starting back up again. This is the first show, and then on Thursday we fly out to Europe, and then we're out there until the end of the year.
Cool.
And we'll get home right before Christmas, do our two nights in San Francisco Christmas annual. It's our fourth annual.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about the Christmas show. Yeah. Sometimes you do it in LA too, right?
We did in the past.
Okay.
And then, unfortunately, for fans in LA, we decided that it's just more special to just keep it in our hometown.
Yeah.
And people fly up from LA and stuff to check it out. And
it's
kind of a hassle to go to LA just for the one show, and then we have to like reset. Because once we set the whole thing up for the Christmas thing, it's just nice just to leave it there for a couple nights and then call it. So yeah, we're not doing it. We're keeping it hometown.
Well,
it's our hometown.
That's okay. Yeah,
it's not that far up.
Totally understandable.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, that's the
hold on, new music, is that anything in the works, or you're just touring?
Yeah, no, it's in the works, but it should be in the works more than that, so I take responsibility. My band's going, how about some new
fault?
Material? I'm like, I know, I'm just
not that we don't
mind.
Like the old, we
no,
love
no,
the old,
of course,
but,
I, no, I mean, I'm dying for us to have new material too, but we've just been touring and touring, and a lot of times I just like sit on the back of the bus writing and like trying to work on music, and I miss a lot of like stuff on tour because I'm just stuck back there working, and I just thought this time I like didn't want to do that. I wanted to roam around, see things, socialize more and hang out at the expense of our new music taking a little bit longer, but that's all right. We get back, we start the new year, we'll have a little break. I think we're going to be off the road until April or May or something, so we'll have a few months in there. Then I will be going into a creative.
Where are you going in April?
In April, we are planning. It's not like really booked yet, but as we speak, it should be. It'll be fun because we're doing Australia. Like supposed to be a week in Australia, three shows in New Zealand, which we have never played. Never been to New Zealand. So
yeah,
I'm really
just
excited.
Talking to John from Warbringer, he said the same thing. He never played New Zealand, so I guess that's a new up and coming spot.
I guess it's a little harder to, you know, it's not the main mainland,
but
it's Australia.
But there's people there.
There's
probably
people
love
there,
you.
Though. Yeah, I'm really excited. Every you know, any chance we have to play a new territory, that is just very exciting. Never been there. Fans are like in the place,
right.
And so.
But anyways, it's beautiful down there, so you better get off the bus and go look.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, it's so brutal doing those tours down there because there's no bus. You fly to every single show.
Okay.
So
get out of the hotel room and go look.
It's exhaust. You just keep going every day flying. It's like, whoa, dude. It's an airport. You don't get to sleep because you have to leave like the hotel at like 5 a.m.
right.
To get to the airport.
Check in.
Yeah. Every time we tour Australia, you get to your hotel room, and it's like. Meet in the lobby in 2 hours. So you just get to the hotel and you like lay down on your bed for the night. Oh man, I can't even fall asleep because it'd be hard to get, you know, you just pack your shit and wait around and look at that comfy bed and leave. Oh yeah, you don't sleep on those tours. But on the flip side, you're excited because you're in Australia. It's a different trip. It's like rare for us to be down there. And stuff.
Well, maybe you'll have a day off in New Zealand and a tour guide to take you
amazing.
To where like they film Lord of the Rings or something.
I really hope so. I'd love to see all that.
Fun and take pictures.
But that goes with, and so it's that and Southeast Asia too, the whole run. So we'd be like China, Philippines, Taiwan, Indonesia, Thailand, like that whole region.
Wow.
Again, really. it's much more rare for us to be down there touring than in the States or Europe. So it's exciting. It kicks your ass because of all the flying and stuff, but it's really exotic and cool and stuff. So that's what we're supposed to do, like 3 weeks to a month there. Come home for like a couple days, then go back out to Europe and then do some summer festivals in Europe, like June and July.
Oh, are you doing any more cruises?
Not that I know of right now. And since we just played 70,000 times, we got to skip it for a year.
Okay.
I'm good with that. I'm not a big fan of boats.
No. You don't like the boat or the whole thing?
I don't like being confined on the boat like for that for so many days. Like you just can't.
Well, you
got to
get out of the room.
I do. Okay. You do, but it's just, I don't know. I'm over it in 2 days, and it's like 5 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the third day, then you walk around, like you're just going to get something to eat or whatever. Just it's like a 5 day like nonstop party. Like in my younger days, maybe I would have enjoyed it more. For now, 2 days is fine. It's time for me to get off the boat.
I went on the Motorhead cruise and I didn't like it at all.
I don't like it.
I didn't like it, but I went on the 70,000 times and I had a ball.
The first time was fucking amazing. I mean, we already did it 3 times already, so I'm kind of used to it by now.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, like the thrill of the initial thing is kind of like passed. So once again, in the first couple days, you're like going crazy with everybody, like But then after a while, I'm just like, all right, I want to change the scenery. You know, on tour, at least you're like in a different city every time, different venue, and like things. You're on land and you can walk around like. I don't know. I'm a land creature.
So how is San Francisco?
I'll do it.
Have you been up there a little bit?
San Francisco's great.
Have you been to it?
Yeah, yeah. The entire Bay Area, it's beautiful, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we recently had that, like all those brutal fires in Northern California, so that was a big deal. A lot of our friends.
Is that anywhere
near
you?
Luckily, I live in Oakland, so I'm like a good 90 minutes away or an hour from where the fires were. But it must have been so bad up there where they actually were. Because like even in Oakland, you couldn't even, like they shut schools down and stuff because the air, like the smoke was like, the sky was just dark and like smoke, like it was like, you know, like felt like you were in front of a campfire, like breathing all the smoke. And this is an hour away from it.
Right.
But tons of my friends were displaced. You know, I had friends stayed on my couch and stuff like that and helping people out. A couple, not close friends, but family members' houses burned to the ground and, like, real heavy. So, you know, on our Christmas shows, we're actually, we're donating, like, a proceed of all the ticket sales and our merch. And then we're having this, like, raffle with, like, tons of, like, sick prizes, like, we're giving away guitars and all this stuff, and all that money's going to go to help aid the victims of the fire.
That's really nice.
Yeah, so I'm happy that we're able to do something that way.
Yeah, I saw pictures. That's horrible. Like, we've had a couple fires here in Anaheim, and I live in Long Beach, and I came out, and I'm like, is Long Beach burning? And I found out it was Anaheim. There was ash all over my car, and it's still, like, 45 minutes away, you know?
It's just totally true.
Yeah.
The sky looks, like, fucking apocalyptic. It's like, cool.
Don't go outside. I'm outside. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be outside.
You're right.
So horrible,
yeah, that was pretty heavy,
things.
You know.
Yeah.
That was a heavy occurrence at home, and so we'll help out with our show, and kind of at least makes you feel good to get help your community and stuff like that.
Right.
Music and people come together, so it's pretty cool.
Do you have a date for the Christmas shows?
Yeah, it's Friday and Saturday, December 15th and 16th.
Oh, okay.
At a place called Slim.
Right before my birthday. Yeah, I've been there. I've been there with Metallica.
Oh, okay. There you go. When's your birthday?
December 19th.
All right. Same as Ted.
Really? That's We had the same birthday.
December
19th? Yes. Oh, my God. 1966.
We had the same birthday as Alyssa Milano.
Right? Oh, she's awesome, too. Awesome people, December 19th.
I
love her.
I don't want to meet her. Yeah. Well, what she's done.
So, anyway, so usually I'm up in, my family lives in Livermore, so I'm usually up there for Christmas.
Oh, right on.
So,
yeah, come up a little early.
Christmas, yeah.
Christmas shows.
I know,
shows
right?
Are wild and weird and
fun.
Very different. Very fun, very different, yeah. Like, we've been, it's really weird too because since we're going basically straight from here to Europe and then we get back from Europe, it's 2 days before our Christmas shows, so we wouldn't have had enough time to, like, put this Christmas show together at that time. So all we've been practicing for the last month, our Christmas show. Like, that's what we've been practicing. And then now we gotta leave it, and then we come home. Hopefully in 2 days we'll rehearse it and it'll all come back to us. Because we have all these different songs and Christmas songs and all this weird stuff that we do for that.
Awesome.
It's been hilarious because we're in our rehearsal studio and at home just playing over and over again Christmas songs and fucking, you know, September and stuff.
Right.
Like, and people are like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, every time we come out of our studio, we're like playing all this Christmas stuff.
There's already Christmas stuff out in September, it seems like.
I guess so.
Halloween is like, it's not even Halloween yet. They're edging out the Halloween stuff, put the Christmas stuff totally. Next to it. Like,
but we're more of a Halloween kind of a band, not right. Christmas kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
So it's really funny.
I'm from
for
Salem,
us.
Massachusetts. That's the biggest day
nice.
Of the year.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what's this Christmas stuff? Oh, no.
I love, witches are my favorite.
Yay!
Yeah.
Alright, are you guys
gonna
be doing anything with Metal Allegiance?
Mark sings in Metal Allegiance, and he is gonna be doing it. Mark
in January,
Mark.
Yeah. Okay.
They're doing Mark's recording right. They're recording right now, and he's. They have a show January in Anaheim. Oh,
right.
A NAMM thing.
Right.
Yeah. So that. And other than that,
where you got, will everyone be down or just Mark?
I don't know if I'm gonna be at NAMM this year. I might though. I mean, they want me to be there. It's just NAMM's like
cruise.
Uh-huh. Is it exactly like? Except it's on land.
Yeah.
But and I'm over it in like half a day versus 2 days. I've just been there a lot, done that a lot of the times. It's cool, you know. You do your signing, like your company stuff, but I don't know. I'm getting old. Like I get tired of all the hoopla sometimes. You know what I mean? It's just one good moment of partying and then I'm out. This 2-3 day constant party in the same place is just like exhausting me. And I'm not good at hanging out if I'm not partying because I'm easily influenced.
What's in there?
Coffee. For now. The night is yet young.
Yeah. Where are we going later?
When I get young, I have a hard time saying no. So I just go with it, but then I'm exhausted from partying, and I'm like, oh God, stop already. I got to be productive in my life. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be healthy. I'm trying to be good. I'm old now. It hurts. It hurts doing all this all the time.
It does.
Yeah, and our band is like... Our band likes to get down and have fun.
Right.
So I get swept into it. And, oh.
Put on your party face and then
yeah,
later on.
I know, I just want to be working on music more, focusing on music and not running around so much, but so I wrestle with it. So those kind of NAMM and the cruise and all that shit's like the devil's hand pulling me in. I'm like,
it's exhausting
please.
Just to think about.
It is. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna be so fucking hungover the whole time. I can't take it. Like, well, then don't drink. I'm like, then I'm just gonna sit there. Like,
yeah,
I can't. I'm not Ted. Ted's bone sober.
Really?
Sober. And he can hang out till the end of the night. You think he's drinking at the party because he's like having a blast, laughing. I'm like, wow, that's good for you.
Take some non-alcoholic beer in your cup. Nobody will know the difference. I do it sometimes.
I'll notice it.
People are like, you're wasted. I'm like, I haven't had a drink all day.
Oh, doing these kind of shots?
Yeah. Woo! Can you make mine just cranberry juice?
Oh, God.
I've done that a lot.
How are you guys? Yeah. I can't because I like drinking.
Yeah.
So I have to take myself out of the environment so that I won't be, you know. It's not like I'm going to be at home trying to get wasted.
Yeah.
It's just because I'm hanging out, so.
Do you need to get wasted?
Not wasted. I don't even mean to get it wasted. But it just, yeah, I mean, you know, it just ends up in tomfoolery at the end of the night. Like, we're just going, and it's like, all right, already.
Fair enough. Who runs your social media?
Mainly Ted.
Okay.
Ted's our social media fucking, he loves it. Ted loves social media. So I try to get on it just to like you know, participate. But I'm not really. Well, I'm just busy. Like, I'm a dad, so I'm the only guy in the band who has a kid. So like I want to spend real life time with my kid and hanging out. So when I'm on tour, I can get into social media more because there's time and just sitting around and whatever. But when I'm at home, I just try to check out of like this and be home. Be dad.
How old's your son?
He's 13. Yes, my son. Yeah, he's 13. So it's a real adventure right now.
I bet.
Yeah, it's a trip. And he's my only kid. I've never had one before, so I'm inexperienced. Everything's very new to me. Every new era is some weird trip going on. You have kids? Okay. Lucky you. It's the greatest. I love him. It's the greatest thing. But like, it's like I wasn't trying to plan it. I'm not really. It's weird being in this and then like trying to be a dad at the same time. Yeah. So it's like hard.
Does he think your band is cool? Do you think
the band's really cool? But he's totally used to it too. He's not like all. To him, it's just the normal thing that he's used to. And I just think that he knows that this is the thing that pulls me away from him. So I don't want him to resent my music and my band. And he does it, or he doesn't act like it. He's cool, but it's hard for us to say. It's never easy to say bye, like, okay, I'll see you in 6 weeks and stuff like that. It's like, 6 weeks? Wait, no.
Well, he's at the age to understand.
Oh, he totally is.
Yeah.
And it's a bummer for me because soon enough he's not gonna give a shit. Like, he's gonna be like, oh, I see you, Dad. You know, like,
oh, Dad,
still...
every show that I know I'm going to Kanye.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't tell me that.
Oh, he loves rap.
He does.
He's grown up in Oakland. We're based in Oakland,
right.
And he has grown up in Oakland. He's in fucking school. I mean, it's real urban scene. So he's well rounded. He loves all the music I love. But
do you ever take him to shows?
Totally. Oh hell yeah. But not so much metal shows. Just like bigger bands that we love together. Like, you know, anything from Red Hot Chili Peppers to fucking Roger Waters. I took him to.
Oh, that's awesome.
Incubus, Depeche Mode, like more like. I love Depeche Mode and Incubus. To be honest. I love their songs. I love music. But yeah, more digestible. It's not really
Guy. But I feel like we have to tell the next generation about the classics.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Before it's too late.
Exactly.
You know?
That's why I want to bring them to see every one of those bands live before they don't exist and there will be no classics left.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he's seen some good shows and he's got that in his memories and in his mind and his heart.
When we're at shows,
I look at him, he's completely captivated in the show, just like how we were as kids and stuff. So
that's awesome.
He loves music.
Well, that's good. He likes music.
Oh, hell yeah. He's a drummer.
Play an instrument? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But he's not a metal. It's cool because he doesn't try to emulate. He's his own total guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool.
At least he plays an actual instrument, not like a...
Yeah.
Something with a button.
No, he plays drums.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll be in a band soon?
Could be. But I just let him do his own thing. I don't want to push him that way because it might push him the other way.
Right.
Your dad was trying to make you do what he's doing. Yeah, so you know. And man, truth be told, it's a fucking wacky kind of existence. I don't know if we need two of these in my family. His mom will. It's bad enough to have to deal with me.
Some moms say no to football. Your wife will say
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it's like,
no,
really? Both you guys now? Come on, man.
Around here. Robert Trujillo's son was a bass player for Korn.
Totally.
And he was his little like road manager or whatever.
Oh,
he was like, I heard that he was more nervous than his son was. He's like, Dad, I got this.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, in that position, that's crazy.
Who knows? Your son could maybe be the next drummer for who knows.
Well, it's funny because he sees me. Like, we're looking at that stuff together and stuff, you know? And we went to that Bottle Rock show in Napa. That it's like a huge music festival they have in Napa. Do you know that? Bottle Rock? They've been having it a few years now, so... And at the last one, Red Hot Chili Peppers went, so I took my kid to see them. Rob Trujillo's son's band played that.
Oh, cool.
Like, so, yeah, he was running around there, and we were talking to him and stuff, and like, you know, and my kids, like, seeing me all, like, stoked for that dude doing that, and, I, like, I could see he kind of was getting, like, kind of butt, like, he's like, oh, you wish I was like that, like, having my hair long and doing like you. I'm like, no, I do not wish you were doing that. I want you whatever you want. Like, don't be, like, yeah, because I see, he wants me to... He wants me to be proud of him, like, you know, he's trying to, but he doesn't do what I do, so I can tell he has a little, like, hang up about, because he knows I'm just all about music, like, everything I want, and all of I see kids doing, I'm like, oh, look at this kid, fucking, yeah, but he's like, sorry, I don't jam like that all the time, but no, it's cool, do whatever you want, dude, you don't need to be a musician.
Right, so, Be a kid.
Yeah, like, he's into basketball and fucking just stupid
cool.
shit.
Do you go to his games?
Oh, of course, I'm his
awesome.
Biggest fan.
That's
hell
cool.
Yeah. We
That's
both
awesome.
Love basketball together.
Cool.
And he's, honestly, he's just a fuck. He's a total nerd, which I love. He's a total nerd.
I just worked BlizzCon, so
okay.
He can probably relate.
There
you go. He likes the video games.
He loves video games. He loves fucking... He loves Stranger Things. He loves fucking Big Bang Theory. Like, he's like, you know, he's just like, he's like nerdy.
It's cute.
He's a sweet, sweet kid. So that's the
awesome.
Ultimate. He's
so,
got a little pump.
Does he have a little girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, currently he doesn't, but he did.
Yes, okay.
I'm like, where's that girl? I thought you had it. He's like, oh, yeah. I had to break up with her. Wow.
Hey, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing an interview.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah, clearly he's the apple of my eye.
That's awesome.
He's,
well, good luck to him.
Thank
good
you.
Luck to you with him.
Thank you. Having family life keeps me grounded, which I love.
That's
so
good.
It's like, totally sucks me away from like this weird shit right here. You're just like regular dad over here and stuff like that,
yeah.
Which is nice. I like having a break from this. So then when I come back to this, I'm like kind of charged up to like get back into this thing and like, so works out. But it's hard though. It's hard going back and forth like that. I'm like bummed that we're about to leave for 5 weeks because that means that we see each other.
Are you not gonna go home and then leave, or are you leaving?
Oh no, yeah, I'm gonna
okay.
go home for a couple days.
Okay.
But it's the countdown already. We already
yeah.
know like, oh, you're leaving 5 days. You're leaving in 4 days. I'm like, oh man, I know. Like I see him, I'll catch him just staring at me. Like, you know what I mean? We're sitting there, and I can see him just looking at me, like, because he's trying to take me in before he doesn't see me.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well,
it'll work out. But I'm not trying to complain. I'm just explaining how it is.
Yeah, it's one thing, one or the other, right?
So.
Do you have a fan club?
Fan club?
Fan club?
Fuck
yeah.
We have our official fan club launched about a year ago. It's called The Pack.
The Pack.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's got its own whole fucking entity. You can find it online.
Okay.
Death Angel, The Pack. And you join, and there's all kinds of shit going on.
Awesome.
Like, yeah. I can't even start explaining all that. It's got all the normal fan club stuff.
Okay.
You know? We do all the special shit, like log into this website and like we upload behind the scenes things and all kind of things that's not like normally on our social media and stuff. So special merch, deals, this, that, and the other.
You got underwear? Merch? Underwear?
You know, we've been trying to get underwear going on, but we have not. I'm just like, what? We've been trying to get underwear going on, but we haven't found just like the perfect design and things.
If
yet,
you knew
so.
How many t-shirts I have, I can't have any more. No more t-shirts
no
can
more
walk
t-shirts.
Into, but I have room in my underwear drawer, so.
Okay.
I saw that Testament has underwear. I'm like, you guys need to hook me up with some underwear.
I want you to have Death Angel underwear badly.
I need underwear.
Yes, you do. Death Angel underwear.
Death Angel underwear.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wearing Creator today.
Are you?
I am.
Damn it. Missing
if
out.
If they have underwear, you guys should have underwear.
We should. Damn right. Damn right. Point taken and we will. We'll see.
Oh. It's on the record.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's really a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa.
So, enjoy your stay here. How long are you guys staying here?
Yes.